Shalom to all. Today we're learning Mishnah Shumas Perek Tes Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schus Rishalim Zalm Zugas Amrsi Yitav Chayetz Chalatzim. They should be gemesh with a Sachat Tzalch and Siyad Yishmai, a good health partner of Shefa and Cult of Sela, and B'schus Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher to find her Zivig Hagon Bekar of Mamish. Now a few things before we begin this Mishnah. We've already learned that one's allowed to eat from produce in an Arai fashion as long as it hasn't yet reached the state where it's Chayv and Shumas Amaisras. In other words, that means that one's allowed to snack on food that hasn't had Shumas Amaisra taken off of it as long as it still hasn't been processed. However, once it becomes Tevel, which means it reached the stage where it's chayv in Shumas HaMaisras, it's usher to eat from, even in an Arai manner. Also, as we learned in Mishnah Dalet, if one planted Tevel, even though there's technically Shumas HaMaisras in it, everything that grows is just treated as regular produce with no special restrictions. So Mishnah Vav tells us, HaTevel, Gidulav Mutarim B'davar Shezari Kale, that which grows from Tevel being planted, that we had mentioned about in Mishnah Dalet, everything is mutter, it's treated just like regular produce, that's only if it's something which is Zari Kale, as we've already said, the seed that was planted completely disintegrates and decomposes in the ground. Aval B'davar Sha'ain Zari Kala. However, if the tevel that he planted was something that the seed doesn't decompose in the ground, even gidule gidulin asurin, something that grows from something that grew from that tevel, meaning even something which is third generation tevel that was planted, that's still going to be usur because there's still some of that original tevel still here. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Davar Shein Zari Kala. What's something that's Ain Zari Kala? Kigan, for example, haluf v'hashum v'habit salim, luf, garlic, and onions, all those things, the original bulb still stays in the ground and doesn't decompose. Rabbi Huda says, Hashom kisairim, garlic is just like sairim. Sairim, barley, is the seed that decomposes fastest in the ground. Rabbi Huda is saying that just like sairim most definitely decomposes in the ground, so too shom, garlic, also decomposes. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, Hamanachashim oivik kachavim b'chasiyos. Someone's weeding a field with a non-Jew, and this field is the non-Jews, and the thing that they're weeding are chasiyos, which include things that are davei she'ein zarei kala, for example, luf, shom, and betzalim. Nafal pisha peres of tevel, even though that which the non-Jew had planted was tevel, still, oichamahem arei, this Jew who's weeding with him, is allowed to eat from these things in an arei fashion. Now, according to this Tana, even produce grown by a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael is chayv in Trumas and Maisras. However, since his produce of the non-Jew, which he had subsequently planted, was only chayv in Truma midrabanon, so we're more makel with that which is growing, and we say that the Jew is allowed to eat from it in an arai fashion. Moving on to something else, the Mishnah says, Shesile Truma Shenitmu, young plants of Truma that became Tame. He had a young plant which he had designated as Truma, and then it became Tame, and then Shesalon, it was replanted. He replanted in a different place so that it would grow better and bigger. Taru Milatame, so now it's become Tahar in that it cannot be Matame something else, since it's planted in the ground, it's connected to the ground, it's not able to be metame something else which touches it. However, it's not allowed to be eaten by the kayin until he cuts off all the food. So let's say we're talking about cabbage, for example, and this little small cabbage plant was truma, it became tame, and then he planted it, and then it grew a little bit more, and then he took it out of the ground. The kayin is not allowed to eat it until he cuts off all the food that's on it, all the leaves of this cabbage plant, replants it, only then he's allowed to eat the new growth. Rabbi Huda Omer, he's much more machmir, he says, Acha Yagam Vishna, he has to cut off everything that was edible that became Tameh, and then he has to do that again. Once it grows more, he has to cut off that which grew more, and only then the third growth is something this kind is allowed to eat. We're gonna stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.